Hey, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Jason.
And I'm Lori.
And this is The Walking Dead Cast, episode 19. I'm really excited to have another cast member from The Walking Dead on today, Lori Holden, who plays my favorite character, Andrea. Hi, Lori.
Hi, cool. I'm your favorite character?
Yeah, totally.
Love that.
I've been reading the comic since issue 7, and I like Andrea because she's pretty much a badass. She's grounded and kind of steely and dangerous, but she's still also open and sometimes vulnerable, you know?
Yeah.
And I've noticed that you bring those qualities into the show too. And so I was glad that they picked you to play the part.
Thank you.
And so I'm just wondering, are you going to keep playing Andrea close to how she is in the comic? Is that the idea?
Well, here's the deal. The AMC version of the character of Andrea mm-hmm. is a little bit different than the comic book, obviously. As you know, I'm older than the comic book version. Frank decided to make more of an age difference between Amy and Andrea because he wanted a richer, deeper, more complicated relationship. The warrior, the badass that Andrea becomes, you're going to see more of that in season 2 and season 3. Season 1, we're really kind of exploring who she was and who she is before that change occurs. Because, you know, when you read the comic book, they don't really touch on that very much. You see her a little bit in the beginning with her sister dies, and then she's a warrior.
Yeah.
We're kind of really exploring the grief and the vulnerability and more of who she is before she emerges as the badass.
Yeah. And I noticed that, like, in the mall scene when she doesn't know how to work the gun and she seems a little flustered. And, I mean, people who know the comic probably love that scene because they're like, oh, that's not going to be like that for very long, you know?
Yeah.
But it's fun to see the shift over time.
Well, I think Andrea learns a lot about herself mm-hmm. as the show goes on. I think that when Amy dies, her heart is irrevocably broken. I mean, she will never be the same. And so many horrible things happen to this character that really test her strength and her mettle and what she stands for. And I think that she discovers a strength and resilience that she didn't even know she had.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite a journey.
Do you think that she actually appreciates that discovery?
Appreciates that discovery?
I mean, things are too pretty horrible for her to probably have that.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking me now, you know, Andrea right now has just lost her sister and she has pretty much zero will to live and thinks that there's no hope in humanity. So, you know, right now in her world, she's rather apathetic.
Yeah.
As we progress with the story, I think she'll probably be pleased that she has more chutzpah than she even knew she had. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I think she even surprises herself.
Have you and Jeffrey talked much about the relationship that you guys are about to have?
A little bit, but not so much. I mean, I feel really blessed because they couldn't have hired a better Dale. Not only is Jeff Dimon an incredible actor, but he's so perfect for Dale. And I've worked with him on two other collaborations, The Majestic and The Mist, and we have a real shorthand and a real trust between the two of us. And I think that the one thing that we both agree upon is that when they do find each other, because it's going to be an organic way of finding one another, it's really all about love. It's a very pure love. Dale is so kind, and when Andrea loses everything in her whole life, and this one man gives her a love and a kindness and a hope that no one else on the planet can, and she can't help but look at him like a savior in many ways.
Mm-hmm. And we've already seen a little sliver of that.
A little sliver.
Yeah. A little curiosity on her part.
Yeah.
So we actually watched The Mist because we're doing this podcast and it's all about your show. And we started it a few months ago before the show even aired. And so in preparation, we watched The Mist because it was a Darabont film. And it was fun to see you and Jeffrey DeMunn together, knowing that you were going to play these other parts. And but since we're talking about this, Karen and I wondered whose idea it was to not have your character and the main guy in The Mist hook up, like they did in the Stephen King novella.
I think that was Frank's decision. And I think, you know, I don't want to speak out of line here, but I think that in terms of a cinematic form, in terms of a movie, I think that would have made Thomas Jane's character very unlikable.
Yeah.
You know, his wife dies and all of a sudden jacks up with Amanda. You wouldn't really be rooting for him very much. No. So I think that, I think it was the right choice. I think that, you know, we all played our surrogate roles. I became kind of a surrogate mother support to him, and there was a survival love, but it didn't really need to go into that sexual romantic territory.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. It was cool. That's an interesting phrase, survival love, because there was definitely a bond there and it was cool to see that without it having to go in that direction, like every other movie probably would have.
Yeah.
I read that you really liked working with Robert Kirkman and that you really wanted to please him because he created this whole thing. And it just made me wonder, had you spent much time with him? And we interviewed him and we just thought he was really funny. Did that come across to you? Yeah.
He's hilarious. I mean, at first I didn't know what to think of him because he has this real kind of offbeat sense of humor where when you first start talking to him, he's like, you know, did you like it? And he's like, no, I hated it. And you're like, what? You know, it takes you a little bit of time to go, oh, okay, that was a joke.
Right.
You know, he's the man. He created this incredible graphic novel and he created these characters. And when I met him, shooting episode 4, I felt kind of like a little kid looking at him like, hey, you know, are you happy? It's me, Andrea, you know, you want him to be pleased because he's lived with these characters for 7 years and he knows the characters, you know, better than we do. And, you know, to meet the creator, it was pretty surreal. But he's been amazingly supportive of all of us.
Oh yeah, like how does he show that?
You know, just you know, there were some pretty intense things that we had to do on the show, some pretty crucial moments, and you know, just he would be very supportive and you know, say something really kind, like you know, you knocked it out of the park or, you know, whatever he said that was kind of a, cool. You know, like a tap on the back, like he did it, kid, you know?
It's funny. He said the same thing about working with you guys. He said he walked on set and he'd see the first time Stephen Yeun met Andrew Lincoln. And he's like, this is Glenn and Rick's first meeting. And he pulled out his camera, you know, and it just blew his mind. So it's really cool to think of you guys, the actors and him together, both having these like giddy moments, meeting each other.
It is pretty giddy.
I usually think of zombie movies as being kind of fun and thrilling and terrifying, but not necessarily heartfelt. And like in most of the time, you kind of almost get to be callous about death with these movies. But Walking Dead, since it needs to live over time, the characters are more fully drawn. And so I think it kind of becomes a different kind of thing, right? Yeah. Than the typical zombie fare.
Well, there's a lot of different kind of zombie fares. I mean, I watched a lot of different zombie movies in preparation of this. And the ones that I gravitated towards were more of the 28 days, 28 weeks later.
Serious.
Yeah, the ones that were really dark and primal and terrifying, where you really, they weren't tongue-in-cheek, where they weren't winking, the characters weren't winking at the camera.
You don't like Shaun of the Dead?
No, I do. I do like Shaun of the Dead, but for my own personal, like, if I was going to be part of a a zombie movie, a zombie TV series. I'm glad we're playing it for real.
Yeah, me too.
And I think that the reason why The Walking Dead is really resonating with people is that it transcends the horror genre. It's a story about people and survival and what people do under tremendous adversity. And I think that people can really relate to the struggles of the main characters.
Have you had much interaction with the fans?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm just new to Twitter. I'm kind of figuring it out. I'm meeting with Norman Reedus later tonight. He's going to like set me up because I'm kind of new to this Twitter thing. Uh-huh. But I've met a ton of people at Comic-Con and all the conventions, and people have been unbelievably supportive. I live in New York City, and it's very surreal. I'll be on the subway or walking down the street, and people will just randomly say, like, "I'm sorry about your sister." I mean, just out of the blue, and it's all around me.
And what do you say?
Thank you.
When did you know that Emma was gonna get it?
I knew very early on because in the graphic novel, she kicks it, you know, very soon. And it was a really necessary part of the storytelling because it really defines who Andrea is. That loss changes her forever.
Yeah.
What I didn't anticipate would be that I would just fall madly in love with my little sister. She's the kindest, sweetest little girl. Uh-huh. And we really bonded and became sisters. And as the episodes were unfolding and we were shooting, it just became so sad. Knowing that she was going to have to leave the show. Cause we just loved Emma Bell.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. I'm hoping next year we have flashbacks and we can do like some Thelma and Louise stuff where you can see Amy and Andrea, you know, before the car breaks down and Dale saves us. Maybe we're walking out to Beyonce and having some fun.
I thought she got ripped off because if I was an actor in a zombie movie and I had to die, I would want to have some good shambling time, you know, lurching around and stuff.
She had a pretty awesome death.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It was awesome, but it was so short. And is she not
the best screamer in the history of all time?
Yeah.
When Greg Nicotero, the zombie, got her neck, that piercing, like, horror movie scream.
We put that at the beginning of our episode of the podcast talking about that one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what else I got here. Okay, so does being a part of this world where the dead rise and most people you love are probably gone cause you to react to our own world differently or examine our own world differently, think about things differently?
Yeah, I mean, when you shoot something like this, it's 24/7. You really enter a very dark world, and it's 24/7 in your minds and your thoughts and your emotions. And it's a very hard thing to shed.
Yeah.
And you know, for the greater part of the summer, I grieved the loss of my sister and my family and thought I was going to die all the time. So, it doesn't leave you and it stays with you for a long time. I still have nightmares, about zombies and, you know, hypothetical situations about people that I love dying. And, you know, I know a lot of people that watch the show have a hard time watching it at night because they say, "Oh my God, Lori, when I watch it, I can't go to bed for 3 hours afterwards because my mind starts spinning. I get really scared." And I mean, I think it really, there's a terror that really resonates in you and we're playing it for real. So it feels real as an actor, as a human being.
I actually read, where you said you were talking recently. I have a quote here. "There's a scientific fact that if you believe it to be true and you build it enough in your imagination, your body doesn't know the difference."
Yeah.
You said that. So being an actress and you go through these situations all the time where you're putting yourself in someone else's head, do you think that has an effect on you as a person?
100%. 100%. It took me quite a bit of time to come down, and I know it took my other castmates as well. You know, everybody works differently. you know, there's some actors that that use transference. They'll imagine someone from their life or bring up, you know, a past event and project it. Like, that's how they get their emotion. Mm-hmm. I'm an actor that uses a lot of my imagination. Mm. And if you build it in your mind, if you build it strong enough, you know, like a small child, you know, when they play with their imaginary people and they really believe they're real. Mm-hmm. As an actor, as an adult, when you do that, you don't know the difference. Mm-hmm. It is to you. So when Andrea lost Amy, I lost Amy too. And yeah. I went through a grieving and I went through, I mean, I know that sounds really actory and corny and lame, but,
that's how it feels.
That's how it feels. And I love the show and I really wanted to honor the story. And so I just went, as many of us did, to, you know, the darkest place possible, because we really wanted to bring the truth to this. We wanted it to be authentic and real. Mm-hmm. You can't fill this stuff in, you know?
Yeah. I was amazed at, Chandler Riggs in the scene where the zombies attack. I was about to cry watching him. He was,
well, it's so funny with him because you know how like kids never lie.
Yeah.
You know how, you know, if you really want the truth, you talk to it. So, Chandler's my favorite person on the set. Cause he'll come up to me. Sometimes he'll be like, "You did a really good job in that scene." And when he says it, I know I ace.
Like, yes.
I've got Chandler's stamp of approval, you know, cause the kid doesn't lie. And he's also like a really good actor.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I've got Chandler's thumbs up, I know I did pretty well.
That's cool. What does your family think about this whole thing?
They think it's awesome. I mean, my brother's completely obsessed with the show. I think he's one of the biggest Walking Dead fans ever. you know, and I think my family's just really, really excited that I'm part of something so wonderful. I mean, it's kind of a dream gig.
Cool. I just have a couple more questions. So do you think that Andrea would have actually shot Rick either time that she had a gun pointed at his head?
If he messed with me even more, possibly. Yeah. You know, Andrea's sometimes she's a little hot-headed, and but she does have a really good moral code, but she has a little bit of a temper. Yeah. And, you know, I don't necessarily think that she would have shot him the first time she met him, because she was just kind of having a moment. But if anybody touched my sister, if Daryl came along and tried to put a pickaxe through her skull when I was trying to hold on to the last glimpse of my little baby sis, like if anybody messed with her, I don't know what I would have been capable of. Truthfully. Boom. I'm glad it didn't have to come to that.
Yeah, Daryl's kind of growing on me.
I know, he's awesome.
So the season's just about over, a couple more hours, that's it. How are you feeling about that?
I'm kind of bummed. I wish we had six more to go. I wish like a fuller season. You know, I really look forward to watching it every week. I have this ritual, Norman Reedus and I, but we both live in New York and we both get together and watch the show together. And, you know, it's fun. And, you know, being part of these podcasts and, you know, interacting with fans, it's been a really, really magical time.
Yeah. Next season will be great when there's more, it goes on for longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too short.
I know, but we're coming back.
Yep. That's awesome. I'm really happy how successful you guys, how this has been.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So I have some lightning round questions here just for fun. You ready?
Yes.
What do you like about zombies?
Well, can I tell you what I like about our zombies?
Of course.
Because I think all zombies are different in all the different movies, right? I think what I like about our zombies is that it was established in episode one that they're still part of the human being left. You know, like when Morgan's looking out the window and his wife keeps coming to the house.
Yeah.
It's very conflicting because every single zombie was a human being that had hopes and dreams and a first love and a life. Mm-hmm. And they're walking the earth in a form of purgatory. And it's very conflicting because you know, yes, they're the enemy. Yes, they're going to eat you. But at the same time, they're sick people.
Yeah.
They're us.
Yeah.
They got infected. So that's what I like about our zombies is that it's just, it messes with your head and it brings about a lot of conflicting emotions.
Cool. What is the worst mistake you can make around a zombie?
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Don't shoot off a gun. Don't draw attention to yourself. Try not to bathe.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Probably The Exorcist.
Let's go. What is better, dogs or cats, and why?
Oh, I love them both. I've had dogs and I've had cats. That's like, you know, Sophie's choice. I can't.
You can't pick. You don't have to kill the other one. Okay. What is the first thing that you will do after the coming zombie apocalypse?
Me or Andrea?
You.
What would I do?
What will you do? Yes.
If the zombie apocalypse occurs?
When it does, yeah.
Okay. Can I get on a plane? Or do they not work anymore?
I
would hightail
it. Okay, yeah, it's your thing. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, I would hightail it to Canada and hang out with my parents and like just bunker down and just love them and hold on to them for dear might and get a gun and watch the door and
protect them.
Yeah. Shoot them all.
And what did you think of Andrea's sudden death in the most recent issue of the comic?
What?
Just kidding. Ha ha ha.
Oh, funny. God, I just had a heart palpitation. I was like,
I did that to Glenn, to Stephen Yeun too.
Like, what? No.
Okay. So, we have one rule on this show. Okay. And that is that, everyone has to do a zombie sound. Here's Andrew Lincoln's. Here's Stephen Yeun. I thought the best one was probably Chandler. So, okay. Would you mind?
Okay.
That was particularly awesome since I can see you.
No, but don't you love how I like use the whole hand movements too?
You look like you're gonna spit blood on me.
I know. I've been watching all the zombies who came from zombie school. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they're the real McCoy authentic educated zombies. So I'm like yeah. Trying to steal the tips so I can be a zombie is myself. That
Nice. You may get to play one at some point.
As long as it's not Andrea's a zombie, because that means I'm dead. But yeah. Maybe if they put on like a wig, maybe a have big, glasses.
Huge honking bunch of makeup.
Yeah. Incognito.
All right. Thank you so much.
Cool.
That was awesome. Love
I really enjoyed
to you.
Talking with you.
Yeah, you too. And congratulations on the success and looking forward to watching more shows.
Thank you so much. I hope you love the finale.
Me too. I'm sure I will.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.